Maha Prajna Paramita Bard Sutra. Really, this Maha Prajna Paramita is another name for each of us. It's a name that tells us who and what our life is, who and what we are. I'll leave aside the Maha, great, which is really wonderful word to use, but really it's not right to use it here, because there's no such thing as small prajna. Maha means great, prajna, wisdom, paramita, perfections or other words to use. But Maha Prajna Paramita is calling on each of us to be the heart sutra that we are. Maha is only great if you compare it to things that are so-called less. But since this is a description of who and what we are, because from the beginning, this prajna is our life, all people's life, not just because we practice or know it. There isn't a being who's accepted, excluded. It, if you want to say it, is manifested as our life, though we, of course, can make all sorts of trouble with it. We can make trouble, and therefore it's not so for us. Yet it is always so, though it may not be so. This wisdom is a funny word in our culture. Wisdom is the functioning of life. It's the wisdom of life which we cover over when we start saying, comparing it, therefore, therein, thereby. When we manifest this wisdom in a way that, in a sense, leads us to miss it. And if we miss it, then we're blind and deaf to what's right always there. Always there as our functioning, as we are, not as someone special, not as someone even who practices or knows something, not even as someone human versus not human. This Maha Prajna Paramita is calling on us to be who we are, which is the Bodhisattva who hears and responds. Not someone special. Avalokiteshvara is you, is each of us, if we know this. Not each of us when we're going to do something, but each of us is, if you want to use the word, this bodhisattva, this superior person. We don't get caught up in these stories, or we get caught up in the stories about therein, therefore, thereby, or as the practice principles say, caught in dream, holding to thoughts, feelings, sensations, conceptions, discriminations, holding to them. And what do we do with them? We don't live the life of the universe. Or we get caught up in how others are not living the life of the universe, not realizing that lifting your hands up, putting your hands down, your arms up, your arms down, that's it. That's living the life of the universe, and no one else can do it for you. Unless, of course, we make trouble about that. And if we make trouble, then we miss. So I brought this up before, but I want to bring it up again. When Dogen restates the Heart Sutra in Shobogenzo Makanya Haramitsu. At the end, I think it must be Makanya Haramitsu, but I'm not sure. This might be a typo. At the end, Dogen, in his articulating it and commenting on it, Dogen quotes Rujing, his late master. He writes, "My late master once said," and this translation is Maizumi Roshi's translation, "but the entire body is like a mouth hanging in the air or hanging in emptiness. It does not matter from what direction the wind blows, north, south, east, or west. The wind bell evenly expounds prajna for others. Ring, 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 ring." Now that's Maizumi Roshi's translation. Other people might translate it slightly different. Another translation, the whole body is just a mouth defining empty space, ever arousing the winds from north, south, east, and west, equally crystalline, speaking your own words, ring, 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 ring. Now, so that's a slightly different version. And notice how that version from Ehe Kuroku is a little different. Ever arousing. Whereas Rujing says it does not matter from what direction. Ever arousing is Dogen's practice awakened, manifested. Equally crystalline, speaking your own words. Your own words as opposed to the prajna paramita. But both of these are clear about this is our practice life. These hanging in emptiness, hanging in empty space, defining empty space. It's us responding to all sorts of circumstances that come our way, whether so-called east, west, north, south, whether so-called internally or externally. These are the winds that blow into the life that we are. Blow in the forms of what others do or don't do, what they do near us or far from us. So what is evenly expounding prajna in the light of this? How do we evenly expound, if we don't use a different word, express eloquently, mouthful, equally crystalline speaking, our words as our actions, our life in response to the circumstances of the universe, or call it differently. If we use dirty words, we could say the wisdom of the universe. Seeing so-called emptiness, of course, emptiness is a dirty word, but it's a dirty word that we have to use to counter all the words that we otherwise use when we believe thoughts, feelings, sensations in terms of our dreams, in terms of our self-centeredness or other-centeredness or various ideologies and judgments and all sorts of other ways that we distort the truth of this right now, this form, sensation, conception, moment. We distort it and we miss the fact that from the beginning it's been nothing but the whole universe, which if we want to use a dirty word to help us, we say prajna, empty. All forms are empty. That's why Dogen, when he comments on it, he says form is emptiness, is form is exactly form, sensation exactly sensation. These are the, if you want to say, the sword that gives us the universe at this moment, the diamond sword, to use another kind of prajna image. These are the jewels that serve us and others, that keep us from being taken in by bubbles and clouds, the waves on the ocean that cause us to miss the ocean that is our life. That's what this sutra and talking about this matter is always about. It's always about enabling us to be exactly who we are. To be exactly who we are means doesn't matter. That direction, that direction, that direction, that direction. We go four directions. You can do 10 directions. Doesn't matter how you break up the directions. There's always winds blowing into this mouth that is our entire body, that is our entire life, our entire body-mind. Always winds. And yet we have the opportunity and the need to play host to these winds when they appear for us. And play host to them in the sense of ringing this bell that is our life. However we do that, There's all sorts of ways we do that, but if we do that by hearing, seeing, smelling without adding on, as the Buddha says, therein, thereby, therefore, then we don't create suffering and pain, which never was, but only is caused by our dream and the dreams of others. That's what the Heart Sutra is about. That's what our practice is about. That's what our sitting session, that's what our sitting in all the functionings of our life is about. Being, as Joko suggested to some of you, as Joko suggested to everyone in her talk, which some of you, some of us have read in the book, which that was originally a talk, where she talked about, thanks for everything, I have no complaints. That's responding to all the winds that are showing up in our life. All these various winds. So, in that case, we need to say things like form is emptiness, emptiness, form, sensation, conception, discrimination, awareness are likewise like that. Empty of our stories about them. Of course, these are both troublesome. If we think form becomes something like emptiness, then we've already added two and there's one. Form is form. Sensation is just sensation. It's not even, but why add more trouble to it? It's adding more junk in the way of our functioning in being exactly who and what we are. And yet, this is what our practice is being and manifesting this wisdom that we shouldn't call wisdom, except we do. But if we believe it's wisdom, then we get caught in idea. It's something I'm going to get somewhere else. It's something that I don't have, that others don't have, except when. Both form and emptiness are, as I mentioned, Hakuin calls, two turds dropped into a bowl. They're important, and yet we should not get mixed up with them, get mixed up by them, thinking that this is something else that's going to do something. And the same, if we go on, all dharmas are forms of emptiness, not born, not destroyed. That's in a way important, and in a way we need to open our hand and let go of it. Because that's the nature of our life. Those are important when those serve as medicine for our mixing up. Then, if we build self-centeredness, other-centeredness, all kinds of centeredness stories, then from that centeredness, we spray scent all over the universe, and we make it all very smelly. We make our life and the life of others smelly with it. So, what's important for us is to know, notice, see, experience when winds are blowing from some direction into our life, and we're not able to play host to those winds. We're not able, we're not willing to allow them to ring our bells in our responding, in our being present and responding skillfully. Because those winds are coming from a direction, not that direction, not that direction. Only that direction's good. No, those winds are too hard. No, those winds aren't smelling it the right scent. They're too strong. They're too, when we do that with the, with what appears in our life, then we don't function as the entire body, like a mouth hanging in emptiness, hanging in the air. We believe that it matters what direction the wind blows from, who the wind blows from, how the wind blows. Then right now, right here, we miss the wind. Instead, we try to make it into, then the form of the wind becomes a problem. The sensation of the wind creates trouble. That's what we have an opportunity sitting in Sesshin to take care of by being present moment, moment, moment. It's all you have to do. We don't have to go looking for things to take care of. Just be right here. And the universe keeps revealing itself. The universe that's called our life keeps revealing itself right here in sitting and standing and walking and all the other functionings. But most of all, when we sit upright, we discover how many winds, what kind of winds appear that we react to. And discovering that reaction is the opportunity to, in a sense, release into the emptiness of that reaction and thereby allow it to blow in, ring, and blow out, so to speak. Winds blow in, winds blow out. And that's the expounding of the prajna for ourselves and for all other beings. When we take care of Zazen, we're taking care of not just sitting for ourselves, but sitting for, with and for the whole universe. Not because we say something here. Of course not in Sesshin, you're not going to be doing that, except as ring, period ends, bow, get up. That's taking care of the whole universe right now. Car coming by. That's taking care of the whole universe. Car going away. Otherwise, we're just making trouble where there is just this, if I use the expression, clean universe, and we spray all sorts of dirt on. Therefore, just in Sesshin especially, we get this opportunity. We get this opportunity day in and day out in our life. And it's up to us to see not born, not destroyed, not stained, not pure, without loss, without gain, so on and so forth. To see those are mentioned not because you have to know them, but because to see where and how we add those on. Add those on and add more stuff on. As if it's true. as if we say, this is really the way it is about him and her and that. Even though, those stories are just that. If we don't see them in that, that is exactly the wisdom of the universe, is expounding the nature of our life and the life of the universe, then we really get into all sorts of trouble. And we all know that. So, this is enough for now. Tomorrow I'll pick up some other pieces of this Heart Sutra because I think this is particularly valuable for us, because especially you all are reciting this over and over. And therefore, words from it, phrases can stick and be useful. Not because you need to remember them, but because they might come up to allow us to accept, deal with wind that's coming from a direction, be host to wind in coming in a form that we might otherwise be blinded to. We might otherwise react and believe our story and dream about. So, when you're sitting upright, you're nothing but this wind coming in all directions that enters our entire body, mouth, hanging in emptiness, hanging in the air, being exactly the wind that blows this moment, blows and disappears, blows and disappears, which is what occurs. Hearing, seeing, smelling, cognizing is thought, think, thoughts, feelings, if you want to say it. Blowing in to this empty body, mind, bell that we are. Empty in the sense we're welcoming to all. But if we're welcoming to all, they also all can pass through. So, no need to add on, figure out what's going to happen with this. What should I make of it? How do I fix it? Oh, it was really so on and so forth. Thank you.